Go. Hey, sorry guys, we ended the recording back on podcast number one. This is part two of January 13th, 2011 of the main factor, first episode. Alright, so Andrew, we're just back on the Antonio Cromartie, Tom Brady deal.
Yes, and like I was saying, I really don't think Cromartie should be running his mouth like this.
I think Cromartie owns Brady.
I really don't think so. Cromartie is a good corner, but once he gets pressed back a little bit on the line of scrimmage, he's not really close. He's pretty much more vulnerable, like last week when he got toasted by Austin Collie.
Yeah.
If they can get him to back up,
but I believe he can run his mouth. It's a playoff game. There's a lot of intensity in the air.
Yeah.
But,
so, if anybody didn't hear what he said, and if you didn't see any newspapers or anything, Cromartie made a very explicit comment about Brady that we cannot repeat here, but I will play part of his interview that they had.
Okay, go ahead, play it.
He does it a lot. That's the kind of guy he is. We don't give a damn, to tell you the truth. That's what I think about him. I don't really give a damn about him. I don't have to play against him. I play against the receivers. If I beat the bleep out of his receivers, he can't throw the ball. He also added in a moment of candor we don't often see these days in the professional sports industry. Jay, he's a bleep. Bleep him. Okay. He added. It was somewhere in there.
All right. That's good.
Yeah. It's just, I really don't really think that Cromartie should have done this.
All right, let's go back. Let's go to the Seahawks here. All right, Mark, you probably feel pretty bad about that, right?
Yeah, I got him again this week, or I'm going against him again this week.
Yeah, and I'm picking the Seahawks again this week. The Seahawks.
They can't win again.
Yeah, they can. Did you see them beat the Saints? 41-30. They already beat the Bears at Soldier Field this year in Chicago. Seahawks, the NFC Championship, baby.
The Bears were a different team back then.
No, they weren't. That's when they were playing on their peak.
Corey, what week was that they played the Bears?
It was like week four.
I'll look it up. All right, you guys. So the Seahawks.
They have a chance, but I think the Bears are too powerful for them. The Bears have a really good run defense with Julius Peppers, on the line and stuff.
Matt Hasselbeck can light them up.
Well, Charles Tillman's a pretty good corner too.
It was week six. Seattle went in and beat them 23-20.
Yeah, that's right.
So it was close.
Okay. All right, that run, Marshawn Lynch, 8 guys. That
was pretty good. I
thought that was just as bad tackling as it was a great run. It was a fantastic run, but that was terrible tackling.
It was terrible tackling, but he powered off those guys. How come he couldn't do that in Buffalo? How come he couldn't do the whole season until now?
Maybe because he didn't want to play for a bad team. He wanted to, put all his efforts into a good team that had a shot at the playoffs.
I guess, but now they're in the playoffs. And if a 7-9 team goes to the NFC Championship and has a shot at the Super Bowl, this will change the NFL. It will change. It'll be like, you can have a mediocre team, and you might in the NFC West or a bad division. So, the next year, I think the Rams are definitely going to win this division still. I don't think the Seahawks are going to win next year.
Yeah.
Unless they go out and make major trades. But, all right, let's go to the Ravens-Steelers game.
This is going to be a good game, I can say that much.
Ravens going to win this game.
I'm going to go with the Steelers.
I'm feeling better defense in the
Ravens. I got the Steelers on this one, too.
Okay, I'm feeling better defense in the Ravens. Roethlisberger, I hate Roethlisberger.
I feel better offense on the Steelers, though.
Roethlisberger wins all his games because of his defense and his running game.
The Ravens don't have a good offense. They do. They have Ray Rice, but after Ray Rice, they don't really have anything.
If you go comparison on position,
Mason, Anquan Boldin, Joe Flacco.
How about we do a comparison on positions and we'll see what you think. So, Roethlisberger versus Flacco, who wins?
Flacco.
I think it's Roethlisberger. He's been to the playoffs before.
So it's Flacco.
Yeah, but Flacco's played 2 playoff games.
Roethlisberger's won a Super Bowl.
No, he hasn't.
He has a lot of playoff experience.
Flacco. All right, Flacco went to the AFC Championship his first year. And then last year they went to the second round and lost. So he's
court. This is like Rob Devers with two Super Bowls, hasn't he?
What?
How many Super Bowls has Roethlisberger won?
He's won two Super Bowls.
Won two Super Bowls. I think he has a little more playoff experience than
Flacco has playoff experience.
Yeah, just not as much as Roethlisberger. He knows how to handle the pressure.
So does Flacco.
He's got the advantage.
He has the advantage. I'm sorry, Corey.
In the same kind of climate, Flacco definitely wins this battle.
How about Ray Rice versus Rashard Mendenhall?
That's rare. Ray Rice has got that one.
Yeah, Ray Rice is. Well, Mendenhall's really good. It all comes down to whose defense is going to stop who. I mean, this one's really even-sided.
It's close, but I think Ray Rice had
just receivers,
out.
Just give it to the Ravens. The Ravens have better receivers.
No.
Quinzada and Quan Bolden.
Cushman Zada's not as good as he used to be.
Yes, he is. He still is. He still is. Have you watched him play this year?
Mm-hmm.
He's still good. He's still good.
Hines Ward, Mike Wallace. I mean, those
are just good, but Hines Ward's way overrated now. He's too old to be playing out there.
I think he's about the same as Cushman Zada.
Hines Ward. His name is Hines. I mean, come on.
He's tough. He's a tough guy.
His name is Hines, and he plays at the Hines Field. Isn't that a little awkward? Isn't that a little weird? But, all right. Coaching. I think Harbaugh is a great coach. Tomlin. I think Tomlin makes bad decisions.
Yeah.
I think that Harbaugh is a better coach.
Bill Cowher really coached the Steelers. I know Tomlin came in and won one Super Bowl. That was good. But
that was built off the franchise that Cowher had already done.
Yeah, Harbaugh's made this his own. He completely redid what Billick did. Just took in his own team.
Yeah.
And has this. But all right, let's go to the Packers Falcons.
Falcons.
See, I pick.
I like the Packers.
I pick Falcons, but I like the Packers a lot. I think the Packers definitely have. I think the Packers actually have a better shot to win this game.
I think the Falcons are a better team, but Green Bay's been playing fantastic.
Green Bay's been playing fantastic. Aaron Rodgers is great. Ryan Grant, that new guy Starks. Well, not Ryan Grant. I mean, Brandon Jackson, I mean. But this new guy Starks, the receiving core. I mean, I know the Falcons have Roddy White, but, I mean, they don't throw the ball as much because they have Michael Turner. I feel like they're going to light up the Atlanta secondary. It's going to be a huge game. Well,
I think Greg Jennings is going to have a huge game.
Okay. I think
I have him in my gridiron challenge.
I think Dalen Driver is going to be the X factor in this one. He's old, but they double cover Jennings. They don't double cover Driver. But it was close when they played. 17-14 or something like that.
Something around there.
Yeah, the Falcons won, but this game's going to be close. It's going to come down to the last couple seconds. Watch. All right, so you guys haven't heard about the homeless man, right?
No.
I have heard about a little bit of that.
Go on YouTube and look up Ted Williams homeless man for me while I talk about him.
We'll do that in a second.
So this guy with the golden voice, apparently has a golden voice, is out there in the middle of Columbus, Ohio, with the sign, his caveman hair, his caveman beard, and he's like, used to work in the radio business, have a golden voice, like talk to me or something. And then some reporter from Columbus pulls up and says, hey, can I hear your voice? And this is like 98 Rock, whatever this was. He does it. They sign him. He gets offers from – he shaves his beard, cuts his hair, gets a house, gets all this good clothing. So he gets all these offers from like Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, from the Cleveland Cavs. He's doing radio again. I mean, this guy used to be in radio and he screwed it up on himself. So want to hear this guy's history? All right, 9 kids, doesn't pay for him, doesn't see him at all. He's homeless, been homeless for 10 years. And then he's a felon. A felon. He can't even vote. And you have this guy who's going to be a big star now. Overnight, he's just going to be a big, humongous star. He has criminal charges. And do you find that yet?
Yes, I did.
All right, play it for me.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to make you work for your dollar. Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9. Thank you.
All right. Cut it, Andrew. But, I mean, how many people have that voice? Think about it, guys. How many people have that voice? A lot, right?
a lot.
And you just pick this rent homeless guy off the street. He's got 9 kids and a felon and criminal charges and held up a store. And then, guess what happened a couple nights ago? He finally gets his job. He gets a place to live and everything. He's at a hotel, like, doing the whatever, some craft thing, or I don't know, but he's, like, traveling the country now. So he goes to the hotel, and he gets a police call on him because him and his daughter get into a huge, humongous fight, and he gets charged with domestic violence.
He is not the brightest bulb that there is.
He's probably a drug addict. I mean, he probably smokes 37 pack cigarettes a day. So pretty soon his voice is going to be gone. He's going to have a little box to talk out of. So I don't know why we make this guy an overnight sensation in one night when he really just isn't really a good guy. He just really has a cool voice that, like, I bet you a bunch of people have. I bet you people with that voice are working, you know, average jobs right now. Used to have a job in radio, got laid off in that, working at, like, Home Depot or something now. And they still have that voice, but they are homeless, you know, panhandling, getting money. So I don't know about the homeless guy. All right, Mark, did you watch the game last night?
What game?
NCAA. Duke, Florida State.
I didn't.
Neither did I. I missed most of it. I saw the beginning. But, all right, so Florida State, my favorite college, upsets the Duke Blue Devils. I hate Duke. I mean, me and Mark both hate Duke. Mark likes North Carolina. I can't stand North Carolina either. Andrew, what's your college basketball team? Syracuse?
Yes, sir.
I like the Big East, so that's okay. I like Florida State still, even though they're kind of falling off now. I don't know if they're going to be a good tournament team this year, but they knock off Duke. Anybody can beat Duke. Duke stinks. They're not even that good. Coach K, overrated. Everyone says, oh, Coach K is so good. He's won like 4 national championships, but I mean, a bunch of coaches have won 4 national championships. I know he's won a bunch of games. That's because he coached so long, okay? Like, all these coaches who have won so many games have coached forever. So, like, Bob Knight. Bob Knight's won, like, the most games ever, but that's because he coached, like, 60, 70 something years. I don't even know if he is 70, but he coached, like, 60 years. So I think that's unfair when you have a new guy who's only coached, like, 15 years, and Bob Knight's coached, like, 60, and you can't say he's going to be as good as him if he doesn't have as many wins. Like Bill Self or something, like Kansas. Kansas is the best team in college basketball. Mark, do you agree?
I think Syracuse is the best team. They have a lockdown
dude. How can you say Syracuse is the best team in college basketball?
As I've been saying, Syracuse has a lockdown D.
Thank you, Mark.
That 2-3 zone.
Have you watched Ohio State play?
I have. I think Syracuse is better.
Oh, Ohio State's good. I think Kansas is better. But Ohio State and Kansas are both better than Syracuse.
I think Syracuse could shut them down.
I don't think so. Not at all.
I think
Syracuse. I'll root for him. I'll root for Kansas more, but Syracuse, not as good as they were last year. Have you guys heard about, hey, Mark, you must have heard about San Diego State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like 17-0 or something.
Yeah.
So overrated, like number 6 in the country, probably like number 4.
They are. No. They're number 6 in the country.
Yeah.
They're Villanova's 1 point away from
that. Okay. So, San Diego State, overrated. What do you think?
Yeah.
Who do they play? They're like the Boise State of college basketball.
They've played Gonzaga.
All right.
They've played a lot of good football teams. They played Utah, TCU, Cal.
Like that football teams. Anything.
I know, but.
So, college basketball, I can't wait till tournament. I can't wait till we do our sheets. Andrew, you do a sheet every year?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're going to be a little competition on the on the main factor. So, Rick Riley, I'm going to bring up some of his quotes. Mark likes these. All right, so everyone knows what Arnold Palmer is, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, so Rick Riley has this column about all these different drinks, like a Cam Newton. Mark, what's that?
Your dad orders it for you.
Yeah, a Lance, only one ice cube. That's hilarious. Rick Riley's great. Does Rick Riley have a podcast, Mark?
He does the daily radio show on ESPN.
Okay, I think we could probably play some bits from there in the future. Now, Bill Simmons is the best podcast on ESPN.
Yeah.
Mark, what else is on the agenda for today?
We have We've gone over it all. That's it. And then the Winter Classic.
You must have watched Winter Classic, right?
I watched it.
How was it?
It was a pretty good game. Not too exciting, but there were some nice plays. Is
this game better with the Bruins?
No. The best one was the first one.
Okay.
Penguins Buffalo.
Okay. All right, guys. Lawrence Taylor pleads guilty, but no jail time. What is up with this guy?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard his police record?
I have. I got the ESPN alert yesterday.
Yeah, he's buying. All right, so he gets caught it was years ago, but he gets caught for buying $100 worth of crack from an undercover police officer. So he's trying to buy some guy, and he's actually undercover, so he arrests him. And then a couple years later, he gets caught again by an undercover police officer. Wouldn't you learn your lesson? He's awful. All right. You guys, Randy Edsel from UConn, now Maryland. Awful move, you think?
I don't see why he would leave.
Why would you leave UConn? He goes on his press conference and goes, "This is my dream job to work at Maryland. Maryland's not even ranked." And I mean, I know Connecticut's not ranked either, but they won a BCS bowl. They won the Big East. What does Maryland do?
Staying at UConn is an easy BCS bid year after year.
In the Big East every year. The only team that competes with them is USF, and USF's going to be a better team with Skip Holtz, but not with Randy Edsel. Could have went to a BCS bowl every year. He would eventually won one. They played all right against a team like Oklahoma. They lost 42-20, and I thought they were going to lose 50-0.
I don't know if you guys think, maybe it's not about the sport. Maybe it's about the academics.
What do you mean?
Maybe they, Maryland, you know, whatever he wants to major in.
This guy's a coach.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Stay out of here, Angie.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
The NBA, you guys been watching the NBA?
I've been following it a little bit.
All right, best team in the NBA, give me it.
I'm liking the Heat this year.
Andrew?
I like the Spurs.
They're starting to play better.
Andrew, you like the Spurs?
Yes,
I still like the Celtics. Best team in the NBA.
Once they get healthy, they'll be better. For now, it's the Heat.
Celtics aren't. Besides Garnett, and Rondo got hurt a little bit. But by the end of the year, when they're all healthy and stuff, Celtics will be the best team in the NBA. The Spurs are a fluke. Watch it. They'll lose in the second round.
They're too old to keep it going.
Keep it going. They've had the same starting lineup the whole year. That's not going to last. Tim Duncan, did you guys see that guy, Matt Bonner? Have you seen that guy?
I have not.
Oh,
no.
This guy. All right, you guys know, people who shoot from the side, right? All right, so this guy's playing last night with the Spurs. They won. They're 32-6 now. But he catches a pass in the three-point line. He takes the ball. He, puts, his foot, out in front of him, and he has this little bend shot, and he puts the ball, at his waist and, throws it up there.
Did it go in?
Yeah, it goes in. He scored 17 points last night.
Well, then who cares?
He's not good. He's just lucky. Any guy can go out there when you're wide open and just take random shots and hope they go in. Right, Mark?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, it's like you. Why can this guy be allowed to go out there and play?
The Heat are 22-2 in their last 24 games.
I don't see him. If one of those big three gets hurt, they're in serious trouble.
If
I think it will happen.
If one of the big three of the Celtics, or not really the big three, but if one of the Celtics gets hurt,
well,
they're done.
It's the big four now. But so,
I think Ray Allen drops out of that.
What?
Big four, big three.
What do you mean?
I don't think he's that good.
You think Ray Allen's that good? Have you watched him play lately,
no.
Mark? Tell me.
Corey, I've been watching some games.
Okay, so have I. I've seen a bunch of games. Ray Allen is consistent from three. Just bang, open, bang. He gives the Celtics the lead so many times.
But that's all he does. He shoots.
He drives.
He's not a great defender.
First layup? reverse layup. He drives fadeaway shots. And like, I mean, he's good. Him and Paul Pierce is a better driver and better clutch, and not better clutch. Ray Allen's the most clutch guy on the team. But Paul Pierce can, you know, shoot over somebody, do a little fadeaway, a little turnaround thing. So can Garnett. But, like, I mean, Garnett's low for rebounds. Ray Allen is a key. If without Ray Allen, the Celtics would have not gone to two championships in these 3 years. They would have not.
Yeah, I know. But this year, I don't think he's as important to that
team. I think he is. All right, Ray Allen is more important, I think, than, let's say, Paul Pierce this year. Because of the shots. Because of the range. I think so. Andrew, have you been watching the Celtics at all?
No, I don't really follow basketball that much.
Okay. Mark, you must have heard about Carmelo going to the Nets, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a setup for him to go to the Knicks.
Explain.
It's just some talk. Like, I mean, they're just talking and stuff, and, like, he's really going to go to the Knicks, but it's just a little fake thing. It's actually not going to happen, and then it's all set up. Everything's, oh, he's going to sign with the Nets when he's a free agent and stuff. No, he's going to sign with the Knicks. Why is he going to go to the Nets? The Nets stink. They're, like, 10-27, 10-28, whatever they are. They're moving to Brooklyn, getting a new name in 2012. I mean, let's think of some possible names for Brooklyn. Brooklyn what? Oh, Mark, you guessed the Thunder, didn't you?
Me and my cousin.
Yeah. Who? Well, what's going to be their name? Brooklyn what? Bears?
I don't know. Nah.
Okay. Anything else on the list?
I'm sure I could come up with a good fantasy name that they could take.
Oh yeah, let's talk about fantasy. All right.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
So Andrew loses the fantasy. All right,
guys.
Because of a dumb move.
Let's explain this. All right. So our friend Andrew here, you know, Arthur, our member on the podcast, goes into the championship game against our friend Ryan. He's got a clear advantage in this game. Besides the quarterback thing, well, not really, because he had Tebow playing, and that was a dumb move. But besides the quarterback thing, Andrew's got the clear advantage. He goes and plays the Eagles coach when they have a delay. They're sitting in a hotel for a couple days. And he goes and plays them when they're playing Tuesday night, week 16, in the championship. Andrew loses by 8 points.
You want to listen to the reason why I started the Eagles coach?
Andrew, the Eagles got negative 12 points for that loss. If you had just benched them, you would be the fantasy champ.
All right, so I'm just going to say why. Because, first of all, they were playing the Vikings. Vikings are not that good. You can see why I kind of started that, because the other head
but
coach
the Eagles
I have,
are so overrated.
Andrew, you didn't need a coach to play.
The Vikings.
Andrew, you didn't need a coach. You didn't need the points.
Oh, well, I still
you had the win locked up.
And then I had the Saints coach too.
Who are the Saints playing?
So
who are the Saints playing?
They were playing the Falcons that week. They were playing the Falcons, so I didn't want to start him. So I mean, you can kind of see why I would want to start him.
But
you could have
played no coach.
I just thought I might need points, and since they were playing the Vikings, who weren't that good, I just thought that might be good.
When it comes to playoff time in our league. Let's explain our league. All right, we have a 30-man roster, 18 people starting. I mean, it's bonus points, like, galore. I mean, we have a head coach position. You either get 10 points or more for a win, or negative 10, or, like, negative 11, negative 12, whatever, for a loss, depending on how much. So, Andrew here loses by 8 in the championship because he played the Eagles coach and got minus 12 because they lost to the Vikings. You would be the fantasy champion of Hardcore Fantasy.
Yes, thank you, Corey.
That was actually a really low-scoring game, 164 to 159.
It was. That was low-scoring.
Michael Vick had almost that many points in 1 week.
Yeah, be quiet. I would have made the playoffs because of that. Michael Vick went off and scored 96 points against the Redskins, and I lost that week because I would have been in the playoffs. I would have been like the 8 seed. But instead, I finished number 9 with the 3 seed. But then, all right, so off-season stuff. I go out and trade for AP. Would you guys want AP?
Nah.
Andrew.
I don't know. I already have a couple good running backs as of right
now. Who are your running backs right now?
Maurice Jones-Drew and Peyton Hurst.
All right. For Maurice Jones-Drew and DeSean Jackson, I'll give you AP.
No.
Corey, do we need to discuss this now?
I think so. Perfect time to do this.
I don't think anybody really wants to hear about our fantasy.
Episode of the Main Factor podcast? Come on.
Whatever.
All right. Guys, by the way, I'm going to bring up all our info. You can follow us on Twitter at TheMainFactor. The Main Factor. On Twitter, you can follow us. We'll change our avatar every week depending on what sports thing's coming up. Also, you can catch us on Podomatic. Once I post the first episode, on our bio, I'll post... On Twitter, I'll post a link under our bio for the Podomatic, our Podomatic website. Our podcast will be on iTunes. You can find us on iTunes. Our individual Twitters. I'm C_Riox23. Mark is M_Squizzero. SQUIZZERO6. Right, Mark?
Right. Yep.
Andrew, you're A_Whalen, just sound that out, 15. So those are individual Twitter accounts to contact us. So anything else you guys want to touch on before we leave?
Oh, just Andrew, I like your new fantasy team name.
Should we discuss some fantasy team names, guys? I think we should.
Rolling with the Holmes.
Rolling with the Holmes, that's decent. I think I have the best in our league, $5 for Holmes.
Mark, you're not
just next year.
I'm gonna what? Win next year.
Next year, I'm rocking the corn on the shop. I'm gonna trade for
Matt. Are you serious?
Yeah. Whoever has him in our league.
Kudai's got him. Just hardcore fantasy, everyone. We actually might have a spot open if you guys want to send an email to me at c.rio23@gmail.com. I think we're going to replace Iowa Hawkeyes. He doesn't, he's not paying attention. So if any,
all right.
I'm going to set up a fantasy party that we know first. But if anybody wants to join, just go ahead and go for it. Oh, hey, guys, all right, ready? I'm on ESPN. Madden simulations of the games. All right, ready? Chicago 26, Seattle 20. That's the prediction. You guys there?
All right. Yeah.
Okay, so that's they only have one game? What's up with that? They only did one prediction of one game? Oh, here we go. All right. Baltimore versus Pittsburgh. They've got Pittsburgh 20, Baltimore 17. Okay. What do you guys think about that?
I like it.
Okay. I think Seattle's going to beat Chicago, so that's not even. New England 34, Jets 24. That's gonna be wrong. The Jets New England game. 23-20 or maybe 30-27. That's what I'm feeling.
So you think it's gonna be a close game?
I think it's gonna be a really close game from now to the last couple minutes. I think Jets going to Super Bowl though. Alright.
Well, it wouldn't matter because the Jets still have to play the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. Games. Atlanta 27, Green Bay 21. Those are the EA Sports Madden 11 divisional playoff simulations. And they have all the higher seeds winning. That's bad. But you guys want to touch the MLB at all?
Oh, what is there really that much to talk about?
You got spring training coming up in about a month.
Yeah. And Corey's right down the street from a couple spring trainings, so he'll be visiting.
I live in Sarasota, Florida. I will be going to the Red Sox Twins down in Fort Myers. I bought some tickets for those games. And I'll be buying about a bunch of games for the Orioles. The Orioles play right down the street in Sarasota from my house. And they'll be playing the Red Sox, Yankees, Rays, whoever. So I'll be buying a bunch of tickets from those. anything else?
I think that's it.
I think that's about. All right, ready? Let's do a Sports Nation. All right. In which rivalry do you think there is more genuine dislike between the teams? Jets and Patriots or Ravens Steelers?
Ravens Steelers.
Jets Patriots. Let's see what the country says. Ready? Ravens Steelers 52%.
Yeah.
That's really close though. I mean, just comes out of geographical, coverage. It's actually there's a bunch of blue, but the red does all the big states, so that's the problem. But I think that wraps it up for the main factor this week.
All right.
Mark, you there? Andrew, is Mark here?
Says he is.
All right, I think Mark cut out on us, but Andrew, why don't you go ahead and play the rest of the Sound of Madness for us? You still have it up? No? All right, go back into the chat and open it up. First one, second one.
Hold on, I got a different song.
Okay, Andrew's going to play a song and wrap it up. That is it for the first ever edition of The Main Factor. Be back next week with a better episode. Check us out on iTunes and Podomatic and Twitter at The Main Factor, twitter.com. Thank you, everybody. Andrew, go ahead.
All right, signing out. Here's Andrew Whalen with Remember the Name. Pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.